Minimalism. Oh, it's so elusive. It kind of sounds like a folktale when people talk about it. Today, I'm clearing up any misunderstandings we may have and innocently perpetuate. In kind of a different format for this lesson, I made up my own Q&A to answer questions I get most often related to metabolism, because I get them a lot. Sometimes it's fun to change things up, right? Okay, so a little Q&A today. In this Q&A, we're going to talk about what metabolism is, how metabolism can change throughout life, and the effect that metabolic syndrome has on the health of your clients. Okay, you ready? First question. What is metabolism? Is it just how fast my body burns calories? Well, that's a lot of it. Your metabolism is the rate at which your body turns food and drinks into energy. You have a basal metabolic rate, which is how much you're burning at rest, when you're sitting, sleeping, watching this video, and burning those calories doing mundane things like breathing, circulating your blood, and even blinking. It's determined by three things primarily. First, it's your body mass and composition. The more muscle you have, the more you burn, or you could say, the more metabolic you are at rest in your basal state. Bodybuilders burn more calories sitting in a chair than the petite friend you have in HR. Next, sex is a factor. Men are more metabolic than women. I know, but it's true. If you have a man and a woman that are the same age and weight, the man is more likely going to have more lean muscle mass and burn more calories than the female counterpart. Finally, age. Okay, I mean, you knew this one was coming, right? As we age, we lose muscle mass and our metabolic rate slows in response. It's also harder to keep muscle on as we age, so that can be a really big factor as well. Okay, next question. I used to have a fast metabolism and could eat anything I wanted, but now I'm getting a punch around my gut. Is this because my metabolism has slowed down? Okay, age definitely plays a role, as I just said. And yes, we do need fewer calories, hence less food as we get older. But for most of us, that punch isn't because of a problem with metabolism slowing down. In fact, slow metabolism is super rare and most often linked to PCOS, Cushing syndrome, and thyroid disorders. More often, that punch comes from your diet. Sometimes poor eating habits catch up with us later in life when our hormones shift, and it becomes even more important to eat well to avoid storing excess fat. Make sure you're not eating too much, of course, not overindulging in unhealthful foods, and absolutely getting in enough of the good stuff. It could also be that you're slacking on your exercise. It takes more exercise to maintain muscle as we age. So you may need to up your game by increasing your strength training or changing up your routine in general. Also, genetics play a role, and environment plays a role. Also, medications may increase your weight. Are you taking any new meds? And behavioral things like sleep and stress management can also contribute. You know, we talk a lot about that with living a nutritious life, and these things may have changed as you've gotten older as well. But again, it's unlikely that it's your metabolism that has caused all of this and it has just slowed down. Okay, next question. Can I speed up my metabolism? How can I do that? Yes, you can speed up your metabolism. There are certain ways to do this. You know I'm going to say exercise, but specifically HIIT, high intensity interval training, is linked to burning calories during the exercise as well as building muscle. And that means you continue to burn more calories even after you've finished exercising. We know that more muscle mass equals faster metabolic rate. So you gotta lift things too, get stronger. The thermic effect of food, or TEF, is in part how many calories you burn during digestion of the foods you eat, so that plays a role. Research says protein in really hot or really cold foods and drinks increase your body's TEF, so ice water, a little protein at each meal or snack, and a good cup of hot herbal tea can technically help rev your metabolism. You burn roughly 30% more calories standing up than you do sitting down. So invest in a standing desk. I love that one. Walk around when you are on the phone and stand during the day as much as humanly possible. All these little things do make a difference. You want to be in your basal metabolic state less than your active metabolic state. So something as simple as standing up can help you burn more throughout the day. Finally, some research says that sleep, spicy foods, and medium-chain fatty acids are linked to a faster metabolism. So swapping some olive oil sometimes for some coconut oil and getting a little heavy-handed with the red pepper before hitting the sheets may keep you burning longer and stronger. Okay, next question. My doctor said I was at risk for metabolic syndrome. What the heck is that? I am so glad you asked. A third of all adults in the United States have metabolic syndrome, which is basically a cluster, more than one of the risk factors that increase your risk for heart disease, stroke, and diabetes. They are increased blood pressure. You don't have to have diagnosed hypertension to fall into this category either. High blood sugar. Similarly, you don't need a diabetes diagnosis to have high blood sugar. And excess body fat around the waist. Here, we're talking about a waist to hip ratio greater than 0.8 for women and 1 for men. And also abnormal cholesterol or triglyceride levels. You're at greatest risk if you're obese, inactive, and have insulin resistance. So I hope this answers some of your most burning questions about metabolism. Let's do a recap here. Metabolism is the rate at which your body burns calories from food into usable energy. Basal metabolic rate is the energy you need to do life's basic things like breathing. So body composition, age, and sex are the biggest factors in determining this. And it's common and easy to blame weight gain on a slowed metabolism as we age, but lifestyle habits are the biggest reason for weight gain. And yes, it is possible to increase metabolism, namely by increasing muscle mass. Spending less time sitting and making a few dietary changes can also give you a metabolic jolt. Finally, metabolic syndrome is a cluster of risk factors for heart disease, including high blood pressure, blood sugar, body fat, cholesterol, and triglycerides. It's possible to reverse this through lifestyle changes, though. Fully understanding metabolism and what lifestyle factors play a role is key and why you are all so important. And it's key when working with clients who want to lose weight or prevent or reverse the development of heart disease risk factors. I will see you in the next lesson, and I cannot wait to chat more about all of this.